South Sudan's finance minister, Dier Tong-Hoor, told lawmakers in Juba this week that some oil wells in the country have dried up. Ngor says the country will experience a huge drop in oil production next year.
The total oil production is projected at 132,362 barrels per day in the fiscal year 2023-2024, down from 150 barrels per day in the fiscal year 2022-2023. The projected reduction of 17,638 barrels per day in oil production is due to depletion of some oil wells.
In an exclusive interview with VOA in Juba Friday, Awol Daniel Chuang, the technical advisor at the Ministry of Petroleum, says oil fields in Unity and Upper Nile states are worn out due to many years of oil production in the areas.
The current production that we are having in South Sudan in three blocks, block 5A, and then block 1, 2, and 4, and then block 3 and 7. Okay, these are the blocks that are producing in South Sudan. They started to produce a long time ago, since 1997. And then, over the years, there's what we call natural decline. Because you understand that, fossil fuels and hydrocarbons resources are non-renewable, and also they are available in certain quantities. Yeah, so as you produce, they will decline. They will decline every year until it will deplete one day.
Blocks 1, 2, 4, and 5A are located in Unity State, while Block 3 and 7 are in Upper Nile State. Chuang says Block 5A in Unity State is about to dry up. The technical advisor adds that the government has contracted a strategic fuel fund, a South African company, to start fresh oil exploration at new oil fields located in Jonglei State.
This block B2 is big. It's a big block that covers almost like four states. Yeah, but it is mainly in Jonglei. So the exercise that we have done yesterday is actually to make people on the ground aware. To tell them that we are starting an aerial or airborne geophysical survey.
French oil company Total and Moldovan oil firm Eskom pulled out from Jonglei State after a series of violent conflicts in South Sudan. Chuang predicts that it will take about 6 years for South Africa's strategic fuel fund to produce oil at Block B2, located in Jonglei State.
There's no drilling. There's no drilling. What happens first is only gravity and magnetic mapping. We are only using the plane. Nobody will be on the ground. The aircraft will just be flying over the area just to pick out the data, geophysical data, which is gravity and magnetic. But to be on the ground, it will take maybe another 6 months or so for them. When you are making exploration, does not mean that you want to start it tomorrow, but it's for you to understand what do you have.
In the 2023-2024 fiscal year budget proposal presented before the parliament this week, oil revenues account for 84% of the total budget spending. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.